Welcome to the Maura Sweeney Podcast. Maura is an international speaker and the trademark ambassador of happiness with a passion for personal responsibility. She weaves insightful questions with personal stories to challenge your mindsets and empower your best and happiest self from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's podcast for you.
Today, I want to talk about what you want to do now. What you want to do now. I'm not necessarily talking about taking out the garbage or going out and running for 5 miles. I want to talk about something that goes deeper, like to your soul, to your heart, and to your betterment. The topic, just do it now, may remind you of the Nike ad, or I'm also thinking about an old ad by Federal Express that used to say when you absolutely, positively need to get it there on time. Well, what is time telling you right now? What is it speaking to your soul? Here's the angle I want to come in today with today's podcast. Earlier this week, we had learned about the very unfortunate, sudden, and really catastrophic death of Kobe Bryant, and it caused a lot of his fans all of a sudden to think about all the things about Kobe that they loved and extol Kobe. I also was on an internet talk show earlier this week with my friend Barbara Marville, who is an old, a former Home Shopping Network hostess and who now runs her own talk show. And during that episode, she was discussing the loss of a very good friend of hers. And yet, during the process of grieving, she also shared some really important nuggets that got me into this whole idea about why not do it now? She was talking about the grieving process, how people do die in this world and we separate from them, and then how we get beyond it. But more than that, she was talking about the process of what happened before her friend had passed away. And that's really where I want to go when it comes to just do it now. Early on, I had done probably my very first blog on the topic of tombstones, such as, how do you want to be remembered? When your life is over, how do you want to be remembered? I know I did a YouTube video a couple of years after that from the middle of a cemetery, and I was talking about that very same question. How do you want to be remembered? But it was more from the idea of speaking to people around us right now, while they are among us, while they are alive, while they can literally hear the words coming out of our mouths and receive them. And I was talking about why not acknowledge others now while they are among us so that we don't have to wait until after they die and give them good words in a eulogy or talk about and extol them for all the good things after they've passed. Well, why is that so important to me? And why should it be so important to you? Well, from one standpoint, with me, it has always been important. And the reason why, that probably goes back to early childhood visions about what I do today as an international speaker, a writer, a podcaster, and a frequent media guest, is that I always envisioned a better world. And when I say a better world, what I'm referring to is a society, and I mean a world society, where people did not see one another in the ways we're often told to see each other, normally through the eyes of division and strife and fear and all kinds of things that we're taught to do externally, but rather to see one another through the eyes of love, through the eyes of family, through the eyes of familiarity, and really through the eyes of good and goodness and benevolence. So let's take a look a little bit further into this idea of just doing it now. What does that mean exactly, and how can that be applied to our lives in the here and now? I want to talk about what good report, what positive assessment do you see in others that you really should share with them now or share with others now? You know, we really live in a free 3D world where we're often looking at very hard and harsh assessments of one another. It might be, if we're in school, test results. It could be things at work with who's got the better title or who makes more money. It could be who's got the better car, the bigger bank account. Those to me would be harsh and hard 3D types of assessments that our world will tell us to look at. Hey, it might even be something like, how many followers do you have on Instagram? But I'm talking about the softer, more ethereal or etheric qualities that people have. Those qualities that are often not measured in the 3D world, but are so important to the kinds of people we ultimately want to be, are internally, and can be here in the world. We'll never change the world if we keep living the way the world is, but we can change ourselves and be a catalyst for changing the world as we choose to behave differently, to see differently, and to speak differently. I want to give you a couple of examples of things that came to mind in preparing for this. When we see other people, do we ever take a moment to just stop for a second and say, do you know what I really love about you? Or do you know what cracks me up about you and always makes me smile? Or do you know what I really appreciate about you? I'm thinking about an older aunt of mine. She's passed away. She probably would be maybe 100 years old by now. But I had the great pleasure of getting to know her quite well during her latter years. And I'll tell you, the woman, she was very funny. She was very honest. She was a real spitfire. But there were also some other great qualities about her, not to minimize the former ones that were so great. But this is a woman who actually taught me how to cook. When I was home with our daughter, she taught me how to take care of my little daughter when she was just an infant. And there were certain things that she did for me and that she added to my life that were so meaningful. And I know it was several years later that I remember one day thinking, you know what, I need to write her a letter and remind her yet again of all the great qualities that she has, that she has added to my life. That's one of those things that if we can do it to someone else while they're alive, it's so meaningful for us to think upon those good things. But think about what a reinforcement it is to other people to remind them of their good qualities, to remind them of things that they are, things that they emanate, giftings, maybe natural or otherwise, that they add to the world that make the world a better place. We change our focus, we change our energy, we change the way in which we feel when we're able to do things like that. But when other people hear those things about themselves, it uplifts their souls and their hearts and their energy levels as well. I was thinking about another thing, which was a cousin. I had a cousin that I had not seen since I was a teenager. He's about my age, and there was a reminder I had about him from years ago. Maybe I was a preteen at the time, and it was a great reminder, and it was also a word I wanted to give to him about who he was and what characteristic he had, even as a young person, that I never forgot because it was so meaningful to me. And again, I hadn't seen him. We lived 1,200 miles away. I had even seen a couple of friends, and I said, oh, if you ever happen to run into my cousin, would you please share this with him? Now, for whatever reason, I never felt like it was the time to write him in a letter. But would you believe that about a year ago, I ran into him at a funeral? And I was so happy to see him. And I said, oh my gosh, I said, I have been waiting to share with you a word that I have about you that I remembered from when we were growing up. And I said, it's a great word. And I could see he was already like ready to leave me, a little afraid, and maybe not all that thrilled with maybe the person that he thought that he had become in life. And I said, oh no, I said, not only do I want to share this with you, I said, call your wife over because I want to share this story with her. And I also want to remind you of the great characteristic you showed me, even when you probably were unaware of it. Fortunately, even though he looked like he had one foot ready to leave and run away, he stayed there and he listened and he received what I shared. And in a sense, what I was doing was reminding him of the person he really is. And the fact that he was willing to listen and not resist or refuse the kindness of the word that I was sharing with him gave me such a thrill. But it also, I know, did something to uplift him. Now, is there someone in your life that maybe you want to say something to? Someone that did something great for you years ago, and you just feel like, I need to remind them of what they did. Or someone that just maybe you've observed from afar and you've seen something good about them. Maybe it's someone very close to you that you see on a routine basis and you think, you know what, they really do have a good quality here. Maybe it's someone that you've had personality conflicts with. And there's something in you that says, oh, but if I say that, maybe that'll give them the better part of our relationship. Maybe you will think that. But do you realize that when we are willing to share with the living, the people that we have access to, something good about themselves? There's an old adage that says, it takes one to know one. Now, sometimes we may see that in the negative, but do you also realize that it takes a person of a finer sense of sentimentality, a finer sense of being, to recognize and acknowledge the very same in others? And when you do that, when you're willing to acknowledge something good in someone else, you're not only lifting yourself up and acknowledging the good that exists within your soul, but you're also helping to remind someone else of what lives within them. You know, I am so passionate about this, so passionate, that oftentimes when I've spoken at either Model UNs or young national leadership conferences or universities, one of the first things I will share with these people is that we have situations and problems in our world that seem to perpetuate, not just year after year, but century after century. We may be people that brag about all of the accomplishments that we make with military or with communications and with technology, and yet we still suffer the same problems within humanity. And so my word and my advice is always to start with yourself and start with the things of the heart that matter, the things that are good, the things that unify, the things that are familiar and common to us all, the things that we all truly do want in life and do want in order to make a better life for ourselves, that as we acknowledge that in others, we lift it up and we have a capacity not only to transform the focus of our own lives and the outward working of our own lives, but like a form of almost alchemy, we end up becoming a catalyst to change that in other people as well. We help change their focus. We help change the way they see things. Now, maybe one of the other objections you're giving me as you're listening today is, well, what about some of those rotten people? What about some of those people that behave so badly? I will tell you that over the course of my lifetime, I have had numerous opportunities to stand before people that have done things wrong to me and still held out to them my belief in the better self that they already have. Maybe one that has been deeply covered, maybe forgotten, maybe even rejected by them. I always want to be the reminder of that better thing. When we do that, we not only strengthen the inner person and the better person within ourselves, but what we're doing is reminding that person who's even at odds with their better self to remember their better self as well. So what does that mean for you today with a just do it, or when it absolutely needs to go right now on time and get there on time? I want you to feel inspired, encouraged, empowered today to think about someone that you need to reach out to, that you need to share something good with, about what that person put into your life. It may even be a parent that you didn't get along with. Can you not go to that person and say, you know what? I might have had some issues with this, that, and the other thing, but I want to thank you for the good examples you gave to me, for the good training you delivered to me. It could be a former boss you had. When you do these things, not only is it a form of forgiveness within you, but you pave the way for other people to start forgiving themselves and start healing themselves, and then after, start creating a new and better and wholesome world. So those have been some of my thoughts for today, and I hope that as your day goes on today, you're going to say, you know what? Today's the day I'm just going to do it. And when you do, may you find you're just a little bit happier from the inside out. This has been Maura with Maura for You.
For more insights on living happy from the inside out, subscribe to this podcast. To learn more about Maura, visit her MauraForYou.com website, where you'll find videos, blogs, books, and the Foundations of Happiness self-study e-course. Maura, number 4, letter U.com, where Maura is always for you.